This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
تسليما كثيرا. Tonight's hadith from Riyad al-Salihin, hadith number 1854, is one of those controversial ahadith in terms of its meaning and even as a matter of fact its authenticity as well too. I'm gonna read the hadith for you first. I want to see if you guys can figure out why this hadith could be controversial. What's the controversy over the hadith? Hadith number 1854. قال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدي. He said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took my hand. By the way, we really appreciate if the sisters inshallah ta'ala can keep their kids with them during the talk, so everybody can benefit, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you had to move with them to the mommy and me room, or daddy and me room, we appreciate that. Jazakumullah khair. So Abu Hurairah, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held my hand. And he says, قال, فقال, خلق الله التربة يوم السبت. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created, Allah the glorious, created the earth on Saturday. خلق التربة, he created earth on Saturday. وَخَلَقَ فِيهَا الْجِبَالَ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And then he created the mountains on Sunday. وَخَلَقَ الشَّجَرَ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ. And he created the trees on Monday. وَخَلَقَ الْمَكْرُوهَ يَوْمَ الثُّلَاثَاءِ. And he created things that entailing labor on Tuesday. وَخَلَقَ النُّورَ يَوْمَ الْأَرْبِعَاءِ. And he created the light on Wednesday. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا الدَّوَابَ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. And then he created everybody in terms of the animals, says on all kind of animals on Thursday. وَخَلَقَ آدَمَ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. And he created Adam afternoon on Friday. فقال مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فِي آخِرِ الْخَلْقِ فِي آخِرِ سَاعَةٍ مِنْ النَّهَارِ فِيهَا. And it was the last hour of Friday between the afternoon and the night. الحديث رواه مسلم. So I want to hear from you. Where do you think the controversy is going to be coming from? Yes? Go ahead. So you say this is coming from the Bible? So for the vegetation needs light. So creating the trees before the light doesn't make sense. Okay. Anything else, Jama'ah? I hear you. That's one way of looking at it. As a matter of fact, it's one of those opinions, as a matter of fact. Some they say, well, this must be actually from the Judeo-Christian tradition, which is why some of the ulama, they say, look, this hadith is not from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. It's actually probably from Abu Hurairah and Ka'b al-Ahbar, one of the Jewish people who became Muslim afterward at some point. So eventually, it was maybe some from the Judeo-Christian tradition. That's one opinion. But that's not the major controversy over here. Zuman, it's very clear, yes. Okay. So in Surah Al-Sajd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that he created everything, fi sittati ayyam, 6 days, and then he subhanahu wa ta'ala ascended above the throne in a manner that suits his majesty. So what's the controversy over here? What do you say the controversy here? So here we count 7 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? And then you have Friday. So that's more than 6 days, right? That's one of the biggest controversies. But there's something even bigger. Huh? Say it again. Adam alayhi salam? No. Because there's another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Adam was created on Friday. That's true. Ya Jama'ah, yes. So you said the concept of what? God resting on Sunday based on this opinion? Not necessarily. But, Jama'ah, where's the creation of the heavens? Where's the creation of the sama? In 7 days, all of this guy was talking about the creation of what? Earth and what's on earth, right? Where's the heavens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He created as-samawat wal-arth in sittati ayyam, the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Thumma istawa al-arsh, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He ascended above the throne, no matter through His majesty. So it doesn't mention anything about the creation of the heavens. That's number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He had created the earth in 2 days. And then He created everything on earth in 2 more days. So there's 4 days for the earth. And then He made the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in 2 days. That's another surah, right? So 6 days, 4 for the earth, 2 for the heavens. But here, this hadith is telling us what? 7 days were for what? The earth. So where was the heavens? So that's why there's a lot of controversy over the meaning of this hadith and if it's authentic or not. Even though it was reported in Sahih Muslim, but according to the ulama of hadith, there are some controversial narrations in Sahih Muslim. And they argue about their authenticity, and some ulama they consider it to be authentic, some of them they don't consider it to be authentic. But collectively speaking, as a book of hadith, it is 99.9 probably, you know, percent of the book is, mashallah, approved to be authentic. But there are few hadith here and there where it's controversial. One of them is this hadith. And many of the ulama of hadith, they said, look, al-hadith ma'lul. It runs contrary to what's mentioned in the Quran, obviously. It runs mentioned against some of the hadith of the sunnah of the Prophet, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi. And also, very clear, it talks about 7 days, the creation of everything. And Allah subhanahu made it clear in the other ayah that He created everything in 6 days, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many reasons why the ulama, they argue about the meaning of this hadith to be authentic or not. Those who said, look, hadith is still authentic. So, how do you reconcile all these differences that mention over here? They say, well, the hadith is just only giving details. Giving only details. Like says, you know, kind of like saying, the earth was created, yeah, in 4 days, but then the details of the creation was extended over the other days. Like, you know, the mountains, but then it took maybe extra more time here, and the trees extra more time here, and so on. So there are many, actually, way of interpreting that. However, it's still considered one of the controversial ahadith. Some of the ulama, such as Imam Ad-Darqutni, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says it's a ma'lul, which means actually it is not considered authentic. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he chose the fact that this is not considered authentic. And they say, if possibly, it's mawqufun ala Abi Huraira. It's only the words of Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala, warda, which could possibly be coming from the Judeo-Christian tradition of the past. So if that's the case, then it's okay. We'll take it, but we're not going to say yes or no. But we'll just take it as it is without confirming this to be authentic or otherwise. So those who say that's actually considered authentic, so they explain the words by saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth on Saturday. Now keep in mind, these days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, as mentioned in Arabic, As-Sabt, Al-Ahad, Al-Ithnain, Al-Thulatha, the names were known for generations, even before Islam. That's how it was called, actually. Even As-Sabt in Arabic, the Sabbath, basically, for example. Al-Ahad, which means Wahid, that's the meaning of it, because actually it's considered the beginning of the week at that time. Al-Ithnain means two. Al-Thulatha, from three, trio. Al-Arbi'a, quarter, basically, so the four. And Al-Khamis, from Khamsa, which means five. So eventually, they've counted these days from before. So when the Prophet was using the same names, they're very common before even Islam. And he says, on earth, he created the earth, maybe just the crust. And then he on the second day, he made the mountains, subhanahu wa ta'ala, a shajar, adding to the mountains and the crust, the trees and the vegetations, and the controversy over the light that came afterwards. How is that even possible? Well, Allah is the creator, right? So He can make it happen, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make the light comes afterwards. And then He spread all the animals over there, and then Adam was created on a Friday. So just general meaning of the words as they understood from the letter of the text, obviously. But still, though, it's considered a controversial narration. So the most likely, wallahu alam, it is mawquf from the words of Abu Huraira himself, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa arda. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama? Yes. What do you mean? That's true. So the question is, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give 6 days to the creation of earth, right? Why the details? Didn't He say in other ayah, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلُهُ إِذَا قَالَ شَيْئًا إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ? Wasn't the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as be and it will be? The answer is true. And that's why the ulama, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth in 6 days as a lesson for mankind. Not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incapable of doing it in an instant, but for us to learn that everything of significance requires time to mature. Wallahu a'lam. No. So the question is, why this controversy if we know that the hadith come through a chain of narrators, right? From one person to the other person until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is where another controversy is coming in, as a matter of fact. Some ulama, they argue that some of the narrators are not actually reliable. Other, they say it's a connection. The connection between some of the narrators is missing. And that's why they would deem this to be a weak narration. Wallahu a'lam. We talk about 6 days, and the length of the day is longer than usual. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was meant to be separate long time.
Yeah, when Allah said 6 days, that's 6 days. The question is, these 6 days, are they from the hours of our time or the hours of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentioned in the Quran when it says that the day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كألف سنة ما تعدون في آية 50,000. Like 50,000 years. Like one day in heavens probably counts as 50,000 days of our time. So what these 6 days, 66 days in 24 hours of our time, or is it from the heavenly counting of the 6 days? Wallahu ta'ala, it seems to be actually from the six days of our time. Because that's what would be the miraculous thing about it, is being such a very short time. Yani. Wallahu ta'ala. And even 50,000, still, this whole universe and creation is magnificent, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So when Allah said that He also created the heavens in 2 days, does that include all the universes and all the stars and the galaxies and so on? The answer is yes, everything else in between. All what you see there was in these 2 days. Naam. Only one, in that sense, yani, basically, this is what, when I say only one, basically, wherever it goes back again to the same source. Wallahu a'lam. No. Although, by the way, Sheikh Al-Albani, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, actually, there is another narration for it in Nasai and other reports as well, too. So he kind of like accepting the hadith and gives it that wheel to it. Now. That's all different discussion, man. It's a whole different discussion now. The explanation of the evolution theory. Now, as Muslims, we don't believe that human originated from monkeys or anything like that. I hear you, but I'm saying that evolution did happen by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of how creation changed. Like, for example, some animals disappeared. Other species, for example, changed over time. Even the humans, when the Prophet ﷺ described Adam and his height and his size in comparison to our size today. Also, humans at the time before us, they used to live a long time. I mean, Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah to 950 years. What happened to us? Why our bodies cannot sustain that length of life, for example? So all this is considered part of an evolution that we accept. Because it's mentioned in the Quran, the son of the Prophet ﷺ. But the origination of species from different species, that's what we don't believe in. Wallahu a'lam. How these mountains were formed into thousands of years and so on? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
So science talks about evolution, right?
Yes, of course.
That
is true. And even when Allah created the earth, for example, it doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the creation of Adam, for example, right away. There was creation before Adam. How long has the earth been created before Adam alayhi salam? God knows, maybe millions of years. Allahu a'lam. Yes. 2 days for the heavens. That was mentioned in the Quran. 2 days for the earth, 2 days for the heavens, and then 2 days to shape the earth and it's all what it needs, what it required. It's possible. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alam tara anna as-samawati wal-ard kanata ratqan fa fataqnahuma," right? The heavens and the earth, they were together and then we split them, right? What does that exactly mean? Is that an expression to the Big Bang theory? It's a possibility. But what does that exactly mean? It means Allah created the earth in 2 days, the heavens in 2 days, but it's still attached, and then split them, and then the next 2 days, He took care of the earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaped everything on the earth. Allahu ta'ala. خير إن شاء الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Don't forget tomorrow إن شاء الله تعالى.